Gurney's got it. What? I just hear John in the background, and you could get some ribs.
That's right. Get some ribs.
And you could get some ribs. But we're switching gears real fast here. We're not talking ribs. No, we're talking Teriyaki Madness, which is a new restaurant here in Gurney. Gurney's got it is what we do here on Thursdays. And Ahmad...
Ganam.
Ganam.
You only talked about it like for 10 minutes.
And before the 10 minutes, it was 2 hours. It's when you overthink a name. Ahmad Ganam, which he owns and runs a new restaurant here in Gurney, Teriyaki Madness. Now, it says that this just opened last week.
Yes, it did. It just opened on Thursday, the grand opening.
Okay, but were you guys open like the week before that? Because my girlfriend told me about this place last Friday.
Last Friday. So that was like a sneak peek event.
Okay.
So she was invited to that VIP event.
So where are you staying? Your friends are invited in. You're not.
So we go and we work out on Fridays. And then afterwards, we're like, where are we going to eat? And she's like, Leah, we got to try this new Teriyaki Madness place. It's absolutely amazing. And I was like, I don't. She's like, well, just open. So no big deal. But now I find out she's VIP and I'm not. So that's all.
Hey, come on. Everyone is VIP in my house.
All right. Well, I can't wait to go to your house and try it. But tell us a little bit about Teriyaki Madness.
So Teriyaki Madness is a Colorado-based chain, and kind of my background in healthcare and my brother's background in business and my father's background in business. We are all from Gurney, locals of Gurney, and wanted to bring something healthy that's also affordable. So that was the whole idea of finding that chain that we could actually believe in and bringing it to Gurney to have the accessibility. Because there's many patients throughout my time in Rush Hospital. They had the same complaint about not having that healthy, affordable option. And that's why they're always having that poor diet. So then I was like, you know what? There needs to be a change. And I wanted to do that in my community first. And that started in Gurney.
I've heard great things about Teriyaki Madness. That the food's amazing, too, you know?
Oh, so you have heard of this before.
Yeah, there's one by my house.
Oh, what?
I've never been there. I want to go. And I tell Marie all the time, I'm like, oh, we got to remember to go there. And because that one just opened, too. But... I mean, if I'm in Gurney,
I got you covered. I got you covered.
See?
I got you.
And usually when a new restaurant opens, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be in so much trouble either because it's not going to be healthy for me or it's going to be not as affordable for me. But you're saying this is both.
That is correct. That is exactly both. Because also from other locations, we are kind of one of the lowest price because I negotiated with our corporate team that I want it to be lower. It's not concentrating on profit, concentrating on having that availability. So that way, you know what? No one could now say it's too expensive to be eat healthy. No, it is affordable.
So this is fire grilled bowls of Seattle style teriyaki, which I've never had Seattle style. What's the difference between that and Chicago style?
I'll tell you. So Seattle style, meaning everything from when it comes in from the morning, everything comes in raw. So nothing is pre-made, nothing's frozen,
okay.
And everything is made on a wok. So the sauces are made in-house, gluten-free, allergy-friendly. So nothing is really kind of pre-made. So Seattle style, meaning you're going to be making it all in one pan. And another, like, and having all the ingredients cut up, trimmed, sauced with a made in house. It's started all the way in Seattle. Teriyaki,
okay.
I don't know if you guys know, but teriyaki is Seattle.
I had no idea. I'm learning this today.
Yeah. Some people think it's Japanese. Some people think it's Asian.
Right, because you hear wok, and that's what you
exactly.
automatically go to. You brought your wok in today, right?
I walked myself in. That's
what
I did.
Hang it, Ahmad. All right. Well, I guess we're going to have to.
Begging for everything today. What's going on with you?
I'm hungry.
You were trying to get John to feed you drinks. Now you're trying to get Ahmad to give you food. What's going on?
I'm hungry.
You usually steal my lunch.
I might have to because I was on vacation. I don't have any food. So I think it's somewhere we're going to have to go for lunch
for
today.
Sure.
Ahmad, Teriyaki Madness, what are your hours looking like?
Well, our hours currently are 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Getting that as the same market from across the nation. But we wanted to have that because I also understand Gurney Mills, as my family's invested in Gurney Mills before. We've been here in 15 years in Gurney Mills business. And then we started Teriyaki Madness. Yep, that phone was mine. My bad, guys.
People hear you on the radio. You're like, I'm actually talking live, you know.
I mean, you mentioned why you guys opened up Teriyaki Madness here in Gurney as an affordable, healthy option when you go out to eat. And then you mentioned being here in Gurney and your brother and your dad, they they run a business right here in Gertie Mills. I know you just said that, but what business is it?
Nancy's Travel Center. It's a travel company. And it was also started because most people thought, because people were need to be rich to travel.
Yep.
And we wanted to have that.
Make it affordable.
You don't really need to be rich to travel. It's just you need some people that don't want to rip you off, actually. Just want to provide for you the best price and you could travel anywhere in the world.
Awesome. I love you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I love you, too.
Thank you. Thank
you. This just got really awkward.
So that's obviously your Gurney go-to. Can I ask you real quick, because I get lost as soon as I cross the border. I live in Wisconsin, so as soon as I get... Where is exactly your Teriyaki Madness? Did you already say that?
Yeah, so the Teriyaki Madness is in the Menards Plaza across of Gurney Mills on the corner of Hunt Club and Grand Avenue. So as soon as you see that big Menards sign, we're in that corner location of that plaza.
I actually know where that is.
Do you love him even more?
Because
you could go shopping. Do you want to go shopping and lunch today?
No, because you make me buy for you all the time.
This is true. Yeah, this is true.
Now I could use a slogan, save big money at Teriyaki Madness.
There you go. I like it. Now, this is kicking off Gurney Back Together Dining Challenge.
Yes, we are kicking off Gurney Back Together Challenge. And for us, when you come in, we want to stop by, order some food, and take a picture to post on Gurney's Got It Facebook page to participate in Gurney's Back Together Dining Challenge. You could win a gift card to a Gurney restaurant or even a grand prize overnight stay at the Great Wolf Lodge.
Now, I know that Wes just automatically assumed that your Gurney go-to is your family's place, but do you have another Gurney go-to that Wes does not have to speak for you for?
Well, I have two kids of my own, and they kind of decide where my go-to is.
We each have three, so we hear you on that one.
Yeah, so a lot of Jump Zone, a lot of Six Flags, you know, and obviously got to give a shout-out to Gurney Mills.
Gurney truly does have it now, and so excited to have Teriyaki Madness joining us. I can't wait to go by and check it out. Thanks so much for being on with us this morning.
Thank you, guys.